Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to match the right work to the right place. As we emerge from the COVID-19 crisis, and as more workplaces open back up, a number of organizations are moving to a hybrid schedule. Some days working at home, some days working at the office. If this is you, it's helpful to plan your weeks so that you do the kind of work that is best suited for each place. That allows you to be more productive and effective. When work had to be 100% virtual, a lot of people worried that they weren't fully connecting and collaborating with colleagues. I agree that these things are challenging when working from home. But here's the thing. Few places will be 100% remote long-term. Even fully distributed companies tend to have people come into the office for a week every 2 months or attend a retreat every quarter or so. People do spend time face-to-face. The question is just how much. In any case, as you try to plan your hybrid work, think about which activities work best in the office and which work best at home. For most people, the home office provides a great place for individual, focused work. Anytime you need to buckle down and crank something out, you need a place where your colleagues will not barge in to see if you heard what Carol said to Jim in that meeting, and where you can set the temperature to your happy spot and work during the hours when you are most productive. Some people also do their best deep thinking in a more quiet environment with fewer outside inputs. If that sounds like you, then your work from home days should feature as many hours devoted to these matters as possible. They should also feature calls and meetings with people outside your organization. A work from home day is a great time to leave early to grab a drink with a potential client, or to have breakfast with a former colleague in your network. Now, you can do these things on office days, of course, but if you're only going to be in the office 2 days a week, you probably want to focus those days on the people with whom you work most closely. So that means that on your in-office days, you're careful to schedule any meetings requiring debating ideas or getting multiple people's approvals. If you're going to do group brainstorming, you are much better off doing that in person versus on Zoom, where half the people might be multitasking. Deliver feedback in person when you can, particularly any feedback that might be more challenging to hear. And you want to schedule social time with your colleagues, which, by the way, counts as real work. People work best with those they trust. Trust is built by spending relaxed time together. So definitely order lunch together or go out for a leisurely, celebratory meal. Ask to grab coffee with someone you'd like to get to know better. It will make your future virtual calls much more effective. If you're a manager, you might consciously schedule a 4 p.m. happy hour, which includes non-alcoholic drinks and snacks, so everyone feels that they can participate, even people who have to leave at 5 p.m. By matching the right work to the right place, you get the best of both worlds. You can focus at the home office and then relax when people drop by to chat on in-office days. You know those days are supposed to be social, so you don't try to hide or shoo people away, so you can get to the real work. This is the real work of the office days. So it's all good. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.